Sue Elliott, and I played Trevor's mum. My agent put me up for the part, and I went for a casting, i.e., an audition. It used to be called an audition, now they call it casting. We were in, I think it's called Dover Court. We went out to ha near Harwich, so it was all out there, and it was, I think, on the there was an old, what you call it, holiday camp there, and they were using that part of it. I didn't meet a great deal of the other cast members, if I remember rightly. It's such a long time ago. I did know Sue Pollard. I knew her anyway, vaguely. Not she wasn't a friend, but I did know her. But I don't think we did most of. I think we did most of our scenes sort of as a unit without many of the other cast members being involved, but I remember whoever I did see, they were very nice. Well, we were in a ballroom, and I think the boy who played Trevor, who I think was Perry somebody, but I don't know what we were doing in the ballroom. It was some sort of competition. I don't know whether I'm the right person to do this interview because I can't really remember very much. It's so long ago, Andrew. It was to do with him and us, me and my husband wanting him to do very well, I suppose. As far as the characters are concerned, I was very fond of I thought the guy who played the comic was very good. I mean, I'm thinking about the acting as well, of course, but the acting was very, very good all the way through. And your man who played the boss, he was great. And yes, that was a good character. I mean, of course, the women. Ruth Maddock was that part was excellent, and she did it really, really well. That, yeah, they were very good. But then Croft and Perry get the writing so good, it's quite hard to be bad, I think, with whatever they do. The quality of the scripts is so good that it's just a joy to be involved in. Well, no, but I wish I had. No, I don't think so. I don't think I did anything else. I don't think I went up for any of the other parts. But anyway, that was good doing the Heidi High. It was lovely. Yes, we get repeat fees for the. It depends. That's all to do with the agent and which deal they get. So yes, I did get repeat fees. It may be that they've run out of the time now or whatever because it's such a long time ago. And of course, there's also sales if the programme went abroad. So you'd get the proportion of money for that. So yes, certainly repeat fees. One of the great things was that my best friend, who obviously also an actor, he played the husband in this. He played Trevor's dad. So we were both thrilled because he lives in York and I live in London, and we were both in it. We couldn't believe because we've never had that the joy of working together since we used to do things like Rec and Fringe Theatre. So that was a really good thing. The other thing that was very interesting about that place was, if I remember rightly, some of the crew stayed in the chalets that were there from the old holiday camp, but that had been gone into being a prisoner of war camp during the war, so that's why it wasn't used anymore. And when they used it for Maplin's, what they did was actors were in hotels and things like that, and so were a lot of the crew. But some of the crew had stayed in the chalets in the old holiday camp stroke prisoner of war camp, and they had to leave because it was really, really spooky. They found it very, very strange. Noises in the night and thick mists and things like that. So that was a bit exciting. Not that, as I say, we didn't see any of that because we were in a very comfortable hotel a bit further down the coast. But yeah, and I always wondered about that. It really interested me. I'm not very susceptible to things like that myself, but I do, you know, when people, they were really, they were a bit, you know, rattled the next day, some of the makeup women. Filming always takes a long time. There's a lot of sitting around, but you expect that in filming, and that's all right. There's no problem with that. What I do remember is that the what we used to call extras and now called supporting artists, SAs, they were lovely because they were in the ballroom with me and Mike and the boy who played Trevor, Perry. And they were very, very good, the supporting artists on Heidi High, because they were always used and they knew what they were doing. And they were delightful. So we had a lot of chat with them, as well as the few main actors that we worked with. But I didn't really watch it very much at the time. In those days, I didn't watch a lot of television of any description, things that I like, you know, now. And I was watching one recently because it was on an afternoon television last year in the lockdown. And it was so funny. It was just brilliant. And it was Ruth Madoc and that lovely guy who plays Simon, somebody who plays the, you know, the lead, who she's always trying to have her way with. And they got locked into the sort of children's house at night. It was so brilliant. I thought, oh my God, why didn't I watch these programs more, really? I suppose I was always out, you know. I think it was something like a Saturday night. I'd be out meeting friends or whatever. So it was nice of you to bring this up and remind me of things. Though I don't think I've been very much help for you, but I have done my best. It's lovely to meet you.
Thank you.
And good luck with your project. It's very good. I listened to a few of them and I thought you've done them really well. Good. And hey, it'll keep you going for years, won't it, this? You see, this is what people need, don't they, in lockdown now? A project like yours. It's brilliant.